from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Carry to make TV tour touting Iran nuke deal. In a series of high-profile television appearances today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will address the American public for the first time since signing off on an Iranian nuclear deal last week. The accord followed months of intense negotiations between Iran and six world powers to limit Tehran's atomic program to civilian use. But some Republican politicians and presidential hopefuls have slammed the agreement and have promised to derail it in a possible congressional vote. President Barack Obama promised to veto any congressional attempt to kill the initiative. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari today begins a four-day visit to Washington, where he will hold talks with President Obama. The threat posed by Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House on Monday. The U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office in May. British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country needs to take a greater role in destroying the Islamic State group in Syria. Appearing today on the NBC News program Meet the Press, Mr. Cameron said, "We know that we have to defeat ISIL. We have to destroy this caliphate, whether it is in Iraq or in Syria. That is a key part of defeating this terrorist scourge that we face," he said. Britain's military said last week its forces have conducted airstrikes on Syria when embedded with coalition forces. Britain has been providing surveillance and air-to-air refueling over Syria and launching attacks on Iraq as part of the international coalition fighting Islamic State's terrorists. You're listening to VOA News. Officials